Our next panel is on leasing and real estate issues. Are we prepared for the office apocalypse? Joining us on stage, we have Chad Husnick. He is a partner at Kirkland & Ellis in the restructuring practice group. Although he's in Chicago, he's a familiar face down here in Texas. He represents debtors, creditors, equity holders, and other stakeholders in all aspects of corporate liability management, restructuring, bankruptcy, and insolvency proceedings. He's represented many clients in many different industries. He's a fellow in the American College of Bankruptcy. He's also a lecturer in law at the University of Chicago Law School and a contributing author for Collier on Bankruptcy. Joining him is Drew McManigal. Drew is the founder and CEO of Mecco Restructuring Group. He's led numerous companies through both in-court and out-of-court restructurings. Drew's global experience extends across a variety of industries as well. And in a variety of complex and distressed situations. During his 30-year career, Drew has held leadership and fiduciary duty roles, such as interim CEO, CRO, operating Chapter 11 trustee, Chapter 11 plan liquidating trustee, receiver, and S&E. And we also have Cynthia Nelson. She is at FTI Consulting. She's a senior managing director in corporate finance and restructuring and co-leader of the real estate restructuring practice. She joins us from Los Angeles. She has 30 years of experience in consulting and turnaround, and she specializes in advising stakeholders with interest in real estate, so it's appropriate we have her here on this panel. We have a wealth of combined experience on this panel, and we're excited to have them here with us, so please join me in welcoming our panel.
Right, thanks. For the slides, who's handling the slides? I'll take it right now. Yeah, great. Have to figure out how the slides work. Okay, great to join you guys all today. This is my first Jay Westbrook conference. I'm thrilled to be here from raining Los Angeles now. So as you heard, we're going to be talking about the coming fill-in-the-blank apocalypse, very severe storms, or maybe cloudy skies. With respect to real estate, I'm going to lead off with an overview of some trends that we're seeing across the board. Chad's going to illuminate the arcane structure and peculiarities of real estate finance that all restructuring professionals should absolutely be familiar with. And Drew is going to bring us home with some thoughts on things like WeWork, leasing, and other wisdom on real estate gained from a few cycles, right? I'm guessing a few cycles. So, all right, so let me see if I can figure out how to do this. All right, so barely a day goes by when we're not reading some headline about the coming real estate reckoning. And undeniably, real estate is challenged, and we want to talk about to what extent. There really are three principal challenges facing real estate right now: rising interest rates, tightening underwriting standards, and increasing capitalization rates with lower prices. So rising interest rates, of course, we've all seen what's been going on. Residential mortgage rates have shut down much of the residential market, commercial real estate as well. Rates are 600 to 700 basis points higher than they were just recently. And while these amounts are actually in line with longer-term historical standards, they're obviously much, much higher now than they were at any time since the Great Recession, and certainly since the low levels of the pandemic. We're also seeing lenders tightening underwriting standards. Most banks have been banks and others have been tightening standards since the middle of 2022, and that is not, there's no end in sight on that. What we're also seeing is, and it's not unrelated to interest rates, is increasing capitalization rates. And everybody remembers, as capitalization rates go up, that means values go down. So we're seeing an absolute decrease in property values. You can see on this graph that there has been a marked decrease in property values, and the peak was March 2022. This is the Green Street Commercial Property Price Index. The declines have been even greater for office and apartments that declined at 31% and 22%, which are outlined in the red box in the chart. So what are the consequences of these challenges? Well, I think we all see that transaction volume has just come to a halt. net commercial real estate lending by banks and commercial mortgage-backed securities lenders have plummeted in 2023. You can see the bank lending and the CMBS issuance. While this is only through October of this year, you can see it's much, much lower than any time since 2016.